Good afternoon, everybody. Please have a seat. We are here today to celebrate a great American sport. And obviously, we've had this event scheduled for some time, and events have a way of intervening. Obviously, our minds right now are very much with our fellow Americans and fans and competitors from all over the world who woke up yesterday and went to run and cheer on at another terrific sporting event, the Boston Marathon. So I know the entire NASCAR family shares with me just an incredible sense of loss. We mourn the victims. We pray for their loved ones. And rest assured, as I said today, and we'll continue to say until it gets done, that we're going to uncover whoever it is that was responsible for yesterday's cowardly act. We're going to find out why they did it, and they will be brought to justice. But you know, one of the things that I firmly believe in is that America is strong and we are resilient, and we don't let such cowardly acts get in the way of our lives. And today we are here to congratulate Brad Keselowski for winning his first NASCAR Sprint Cup Championship, so give him a big round of applause. I don't think a single one of Brad's fans has forgotten the post-race interview he gave on SportsCenter after taking the cup in the homestead last year. It was memorable for a few reasons, but mostly it was a celebration with the fans that helped to make his victory possible. And Brad said on that day, "Life is a team sport, and I have the best team. My family, my friends, my fans, my coworkers. Without them, I am nothing." That's what Brad said. And that's really what life's all about. Our family, our friends, our coworkers, everybody who makes us who we are. The people who are there through triumph, but also through tragedy and hardship. The people who cheer us on when we succeed, and who pick us up when we fall. That's who we remember. That's what matters in life as well as in sports. Now, Brad is a heck of a driver, but he and every other driver rely on a whole team of people to keep everything running right. Because if one thing goes wrong, a slow pit stop, a missing lug nut, a flat tire, if one person is not doing his or her part, that can cost you the race. And Brad will be first to tell you that it was his crew's consistency throughout the season that put him in a position to take home the cup. The partnership between Brad and his crew chief, Paul Wolf, who is here today, is admired and well known around NASCAR world, so give Paul a big round of applause. Their friendship, their teamwork, their desire to win it all kept the whole crew firing on all cylinders, especially in that final race. With the help of his crew, Brad brought home the first ever Sprint Cup Championship for team owner Roger Penske, who is something of a racing legend himself. So congratulations to Brad and Roger and Paul and all the Penske Racing team. Congratulations. Thank you. Thank you. Now, folks, I was just talking to Brad on the way out. People who've known Brad a long time aren't surprised, I gather, that he's up here, because he practically grew up on a racetrack with his dad and his uncle, tinkering on cars, working the crew for their family-owned race team before he got behind the wheel. He had it in his blood from the beginning, his racer's mentality, his commitment to the team, and his belief that you've always got to keep pushing to be your best. That's why he started the Race to Recovery program through his Checkered Flag Foundation. Race to Recovery recognizes wounded warriors who've worked hard through intense rehabilitation to come back from their injuries. And those brave warriors get to head down to the track for a VIP experience and a chance to ride shotgun with Brad. Because for Brad, our veterans are an important part of his team. Again, I'm going to quote him. "I couldn't do what I do on the racetrack without these men and women making the sacrifices that they do for me." So, Brad, I want to thank you for visiting with some of our wounded warriors later this afternoon, and I want to thank you, as well as the chairman and CEO of NASCAR, Brian France, who's here, for not only being present at this celebration, but your long tradition of honoring our troops and our veterans. We very much appreciate it. So none of us could do what we do without the men and women who sacrifice for us every single day, our troops, our veterans, and as we were reminded yesterday, once again, the first responders and National Guardsmen who run towards trouble without regard for their own safety so they can look out for ours. I want to thank all of them, all our men and women in uniform who keep us safe. But most of all, we're here today to congratulate Brad and his whole team. Best of luck as you gear up for this year's chase. I was just telling them, I was getting tired of seeing Johnson all the time. And I understand that now Brad and Jimmy are going at it again. So I know that this is going to be a competitive race, a competitive sprint this year as well. I know that all the drivers in NASCAR bring great joy to their fans, great competitive spirit to what they do every single day. It is a unique American sport, and we are so proud to support it. So, Brad, congratulations. Great job.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Now I'm going to take a look at this spiffy car. Brad offered to let me drive it around the South Lawn, but Secret Service once again said no. Thank you.